Welcome to Harrington's LLP, incorporating Phelim O'Neill Solicitors. Please note, calls may be recorded for training and quality purposes.
Good morning, Sinead speaking.
Sinead, hi. Didn't you garden me me O'Hin, full fisru attorney Usad on Faderlive Carolum?
Sorry?
A policeman assaulted me a month ago and Fisru recommended me to instruct a lawyer. Can you represent me, please?
I can pass the message on to one of the solicitors in the firm. So, it was just an assault case, is it?
It is not just an assault case. I am a witness of and a victim of many crimes. I myself, without a lawyer, went to the local police station to make complaints. I started this conversation in Irish, but a police sergeant did not even recognize that I was speaking in Irish. I can appreciate that he might not understand every word, but he didn't even realize what language I was speaking. He said, quote, "Where are you from originally though?" unquote, and he said, quote, "Were you born here?" unquote, and he assaulted me in front of a CCTV camera in this station, saying, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote. And Fizru has specifically focused on that I was ejected from this station, and said that it may later consider related background issues, such as is there a refusal to investigate serious crimes, which include three murders. And
so he's related you to three murders as well?
We were talking about three murders about which I'm a witness before he assaulted me, and he did actually say, quote, "Murder is a crime, all right," unquote, but he does not seem to act correctly, and I think that there can be many crimes here, hate crime, harassment, assaults, refusal to investigate, and I am a torture survivor. These murders happened after I had been tortured. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me, and it repeatedly criticizes violation of international law against me. Police officers in the station know this. I had actually, after years of complaining to this station without seeing significantly good results, I went to a different police station because I know that it had arrested persons in unrelated crimes, which persons who were accused of torture, and that police station recommended me to go back to the police station where I was assaulted to speak to a sergeant. But that police station made that recommendation before this policeman has assaulted me.
Just give me 1 second, if that's okay.
Yes.
So your case is for assault, harassment, and false charges, it?
I mean, I'm not accusing this police officer of false charges, but actually there is a background of two malicious prosecutions against me, but he did not perpetrate them, but he would have been able to intervene in the latest malicious prosecution, but he didn't choose to protect me and stand up for justice. Let me quote from the actual from a FISRU email. Well, just wait a moment. So, FISRU wrote on the 3rd of October, quote, "We have carefully assessed your complaint and we have decided that it is admissible. This means that FISRU will investigate your complaint. Your complaint will be investigated by Paul Froelich, who is an officer of FISRU, blah blah blah. We are investigating your complaint in relation to being ejected from the station office at Ashburn Station on the 13th of September 2025. Hello?
Sorry, there's just cut off. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. I feel that anyway, I pretty much quoted a main part of this email by FISRU, but another part worth quoting is I'm sorry, when will quote quote, "Meet with you in person so that you can make a formal statement outlining your complaint. This is a key step in our investigation process. You can bring someone with you to support you when you make your statement, such as blah blah blah, your solicitor. You cannot bring anyone who is involved in your complaint or who witnessed what happened," unquote.
Sorry, I'm just gonna cut you off there. I think you would be better off speaking to one of the solicitors. So if I could just take your name and your number.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester.
Could you please spell your second name, please?
C O Fada I L I Fada N.
Perfect. Yeah, no problem. And could I get your number, please?
01
Yeah.
8350
Yeah.
646.
Yeah, that's perfect. So 01 8350 646.
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll leave a message for one of the solicitors and they should get back to you then.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.